sahana vavatu, sahana punatu, saha viryam karavavahai, tejasvinavatitamastu ma vidvishavahai. Om shanti shanti shanti.
Let's do the Ganana.
Om Ganana Antwa Ganapatigum Havamahe. Om Ganana Antwa Ganapatigum Havamahe. Kavin Kavinam Upamashtravastamam. Kavin Kavinam Upamashtravastamam. Jeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata. Jeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata. Anashrinvannuti pissidasadhanam. Anashrinvannuti pissidasadhanam. Mahaganapataye namaha. Mahaganapataye namaha.
Let's try together.
Om Ganana Antwa Ganapatigum Havamahe. Kavin Kavinam Upamashravastamam. Jeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrinvannuti Pissidasadhanam. Mahaganapataye Namaha.
And I was learning from Swami Vagishananda and another Swami that I learned some chanting from. One thing that they always said is open your mouth. Really try to enunciate. So think of it now when you're doing it, because I also have to always remind myself that open your mouth, move your lips and your the whole vocal system more than you normally do with English, just to let yourself become more conscious. So just open your mouth more. Okay, start again.
Om Ganana Antwa Ganapatigum Havamahe. Kavin Kavinam Upamashravastamam. Jeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrinvannuti Pissidasadhanam. Mahaganapataye Namaha. Om Ganana Antwa Ganapatigum Havamahe. Kavin Kavinam Upamashravastamam. Jeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrinvannuti Pissidasadhanam. Mahaganapataye Namaha.
Good. Let's go to the Namaste as to
Om.
Namaste astu.
Namaste astu.
Namaste astu.
Namaste astu.
Namaste astu.
Namaste astu.
Bhagavan Vishveshwaraya.
Bhagavan Vishveshwaraya.
Bhagavan Vishveshwaraya.
Bhagavan Vishveshwaraya.
Mahadevaya.
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 Trayambakaya.
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 Tripurandakaya.
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 Tripurantakaya. Tripurantakaya.
Trikalagnikalaya.
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 Kalagnirudraya.
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 Nilakantaya.
Nilakantaya.
Nilakantaya. Mrityunjayaya.
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 Sarveshwaraya.
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 Sarveshwaraya,
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 Sadashivaya,
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 Shriman Mahadevaya Namaha, Shriman Mahadevaya Namaha, Shriman Mahadevaya Namaha,
Shriman Mahadevaya Namaha.
Now do a little longer this time and remember to open your mouth and over-enunciate. Namaste astu Bhagavan Vishveshwaraya.
Namaste astu Bhagavan Vishveshwaraya.
Namaste astu Bhagavan Vishveshwaraya.
Namaste astu Bhagavan Vishveshwaraya.
Mahadevaya Trayambakaya.
Mahadevaya Trayambakaya.
Mahadevaya Trayambakaya.
Mahadevaya Trayambakaya.
Tripurantakaya Trikalagnikalaya.
Tripurantakaya Trikalagnikalaya.
Tripurantakaya Trikalagnikalaya.
Tripurantakaya Trikalagnikalaya.
Kalagni Rudraya Nilakantaya.
Kalagni Rudraya Nilakantaya.
Kalagni Rudraya Nilakantaya.
Kalagni Rudraya Nilakantaya.
Mrityunjayaya Sarveshwaraya.
Mrityunjayaya Sarveshwaraya.
Mrityunjayaya Sarveshwaraya.
Mrityunjayaya Sarveshwaraya.
Sadashivaya Shriman Mahadevaya Namaha.
Sadashivaya Shriman Mahadevaya Namaha.
Sadashivaya Shriman Mahadevaya Namaha.
Sadashivaya Shriman Mahadevaya Namaha.
Let's just go through once together and see if we can do it. Om Namaste Astu Bhagavan Vishveshwaraya Mahadevaya Trayambakaya Tripurantakaya Trikalagnikalaya Kalagni Rudraya Nilakantaya Mrityunjayaya Sarveshwaraya Sadashivaya Shriman Mahadevaya Namaha. Once more. Om Namaste Astu Bhagavan Vishveshwaraya Mahadevaya Trayambakaya Tripurandakaya Trikalagnikalaya Kalagni Rudraya Nilakantaya Mrityunjayaya Sarveshwaraya Sadashivaya Shriman Mahadevaya Namaha. As you become familiar, there's really not much space between the words. It would go like this. Om Namaste Astu Bhagavan Vishveshwaraya Mahadevaya Trayambakaya Tripurandakaya Trikalagnikalaya. See how there's not like a pause between the words? It just goes on like that. Let's try it one more time, and then you can always listen online, do Swami Vagishananda chanting, and just go over and over with him. Let's try it again. And over-enunciate. Om Namaste Astu Bhagavan Vishveshwaraya Mahadevaya Trayambakaya Tripurandakaya Trikalagnikalaya Kalagni Rudraya Nilakantaya Mrityunjayaya Sarveshwaraya Sadashivaya Shriman Mahadevaya Namaha. Breathing can be a problem. Okay, let's go to the second page of the Bhagavad Gita in the red section, verse 18, starting with Antavanta.
Om Antavanta ime dehaha, Antavanta ime dehaha, Nityasyokta sharirinaha.
Nityasyokta sharirinaha.
Anashino prameyasya.
Anashino prameyasya.
Tasmad yudhyasva bharata.
Tasmad yudhyasva bharata.
Over enunciate again. I'll just keep reminding you because I keep reminding myself. Every time I remind myself, I'm going to remind you, okay? So, don't feel I'm pitching on you, okay?
Antavanta ime dehaha.
Antavanta ime dehaha.
Nityasyokta sharirinaha.
Nityasyokta sharirinaha.
Anashino prameyasya.
Anashino prameyasya.
Tasmad yudhyasva bharata.
Tasmad yudhyasva bharata.
Together.
Antavanta ime dehaha.
Nityasyokta sharirinaha.
Anashino prameyasya.
Tasmad yudhyasva bharata.
Yaenam veti hantaram.
Yaenam veti hantaram.
Yaschainam manyate hatam.
Yaschainam manyate hatam.
Upautau na vijanitaha.
Upautau na vijanitaha.
Nayam hanti na hanyate.
Nayam hanti na hanyate.
Okay. Again, for myself and for you, be very conscious of the non-aspirates versus the aspirates. Under non-aspirate, the non-aspirates, and over-aspirate, the aspirates, okay?
Ya'enam veti hantaram.
Ya'enam veti hantaram.
Yaschainam manyate hatam.
Yaschainam
manyate hatam. Upautau na vijanitaha.
Upautau na vijanitaha.
Nayam hanti na hanyate.
Nayam hanti na hanyate.
Together.
Ya'enam veti hantaram. Yaschainam manyate hatam. Upautau na vijanitaha. Nāyam hanti na hanyate, na jāyate mriyate vākadāchat.
Na jāyate mriyate vākadāchat.
Na jāyate mriyate vākadāchat.
Na jāyate mriyate vākadāchat.
Nāyam bhūtvā bhavitāvā na pūyaha.
Nāyam bhūtvā bhavitāvā na pūyaha.
Nayam bhutva bhavitava na puyaha.
Nayam bhutva bhavitava na puyaha.
Ajo nitya shashvato yam puranaha.
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 Nahanyate hanyamane sharire.
Nahanyate hanyamane sharire.
Together.
Najayate mriyate vakadachit. Nayam bhutva bhavitava na bhuyaha. Ajo nitya shashvato yam puranaha. Nahanyate hanyamane sharire. Veda vinashinam nityam.
Veda vinashinam nityam.
Ya'enam ajyam avyayam.
Ya'enam ajyam avyayam.
Veda vinashinam nityam.
Veda vinashinam nityam.
Ya'enam ajyam avyayam.
Ya'enam ajyam avyayam.
Katam sat purushat partha.
Katam sa purusha partha.
Katam sa purusha partha.
Katam sa purusha partha.
Kam khatayati hantikam.
Kam khatayati hantikam.
Kam khatayati hantikam.
One of the letters that I had the most problem with not aspirating is the dental the, because it's just so natural for us to aspirate that particular letter of all of them, I think, that the. So I'm always trying to catch myself on that, and I want you to because it's just part of the English language to aspirate that the, especially that one. So let's try it together now. over enunciate.
Veda vinashinam together.
Veda vinashinam nityam.
Yaenam ajyam avyayam.
Katam sat purusha partha.
Kam khatayati hantikam.
Veda vinashinam nityam.
Yaenam ajyam avyayam.
Katam sat purusha partha.
Kam khatayati hantikam.
Okay, good. Let's go to that text. To page 2, the second page of the chapter 2, verse 21 that we've been working on. And I think that we're starting from Ettaha, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, the sixth line down in the middle of the line, Ettaha, Parisheshat, page 2, second page of this verse 21. Sixth line down, starting with Ettaha. Everybody have it? Good. So repeat after me. We're going to read it without breaking the sandhi. Ettaha. Parisheshat asamhata. Parisheshat asamhata. Parisheshat asamhata.
Parisheshat
asamhata. Atma vidvan avikriya.
Atma vidvan
avikriya. Iti tasya vidushaha.
Iti tasya vidushaha.
Karma sambhava dakshepa akshepo yuktaha.
Karma sambhava
dakshepo. I'm going to break it a little bit. Karma sambhavad.
Karma sambhavad.
Akshepo yuktaha.
Akshepo yuktaha.
Katam sa purusha iti.
Katam sa purusha iti.
And now we're going to try to break the sandhi. Same sentence. Ataha parisheshat asamhataha atma. Read it with a sandhi broken. Parisheshat. Da goes to ta. Soft consonant, right? A hard consonant followed by a soft consonant or vowel. It'll go to the third of its class. So parisheshat. Asamhataha. Atma. A followed by visarga. Followed by any vowel except visarga drops. A plus visarga followed by any vowel except short a, visarga drops. Asamhataha, atma. Read that. Asamhataha, atma. Vidvan avikriyaha iti.
Vidvan avikriyaha iti.
A followed by visarga. Followed by any vowel except of the sarga drops. Avikriyaha iti. Tasya vidushaha karma asambhavat. Tasya vidushaha karma asambhavat. The pronunciation, when you have a visarga, any vowel plus a visarga followed by ka, ka, the visarga will be pronounced like, right? So it'd be, if I were just reading this, not breaking the sentence, it'd be tasya vidusha karma sampavat. But the visarga will remain. It's just the pronunciation changes. So breaking the sandhi, it's tasya vidushaha, but if I were to read it really with the sandhi and read it together, tasya vidusha karma asambhavat. Okay? So tasya vidushaha karma asambhavat. Go ahead. Akshepaha yuktaha. A plus visarga followed by soft consonant or a visarga goes to O, right? Actually, visarga goes to the U and a plus U is O, but all you need to know is recognize that a and visarga changes to O. Akshepaha yuktaha katam saha purushaha iti. Katam following the visarga, following the word, so the pronoun sa and eshaha always drops, except when it's followed by a. It will always drop. Okay, that's just a unique rule for saha and eshaha. Visarga always drops unless followed by a, in which case it goes to the o in vagraha.
This is not
eshaha,
though. This is
sa. The two words sa and esha. So katam saha. Purushaha iti. Go ahead. A plus visarga plus any vowel except a, visarga drops. Purushaha iti. Okay? Next sentence. We'll just read it without the sandhi. Yata budhyadhyahritasya. Budhyadhyā, try that. Budhyadhyā hṛtasya. Budhyadhyā hṛtasya. Yathā budhyadhyā hṛtasya. Shabdādhyārthasya vikriya. Good. Try this part. Shabdadhyartasya. Shabdadhyartasya.
Shabdadhyartasya.
Avikriya.
Avikriya.
Eva, son.
Eva, son.
Buddhi vritya viveka.
Buddhi
Vijnane na vidyaya.
Vijnane na vidyaya.
Upalabdha.
Upalabdha.
Atma.
Atma.
Kalpyate.
Kalpyate.
Evam eva.
Evam eva.
Atma anatma.
Atma anatma.
Viveka jnanena.
Viveka jnanena.
Buddhi vritya.
Buddhi vritya.
Vidyaya satya rupayaiva.
Vidyaya satya rupayaiva.
Vidyaya satya rupayaiva.
Vidyaya satya rupayaiva.
Paramartato vikriya.
Paramartato vikriya.
Evatma vidvanuchate.
Evatma vidvanuchate.
Okay, let's go back to the beginning. I'll break the sandhi. Yata buddhi adi ahritasya. Buddhi, you see that? You say yata.
Yata.
Buddhi. Adi
Ahritasya.
So the E plus a dissimilar vowel goes to ya, right? So buddhi plus a, buddhya. So you've got that happening twice in a row. Buddhi, adi, ahritasya. See that for everybody? E plus a becomes ya. Buddhi, adi, ahritasya. Same thing next. Well, read that for me. Yata, buddhi, adi, ahritasya. Good. Shabda, adi, artasya, avikriya. Shabda, adi, artasya, avikriya. So again, you have the adi plus a, right? Becomes ya. Shabda, adi, artasya. Then you have the siya plus a plus a is a. So shabdadi artasya avikriyaha. Go ahead.
Shabda
adi artasya avikriyaha.
Shabda adi artasya avikriyaha.
That, you know, plus any vowel except a plus visarga plus any vowel except a goes to visarga drops. So avikriyaha eva san. Okay. Next line. Buddhi vritti aviveka.
Buddhi
vritti aviveka. E plus a. Buddhi vritti aviveka.
Buddhi vritti aviveka.
Vijnanena avidyaya. A plus a. Vijnanena avidyaya. Vijnanena avidyaya. Upalabdha atma.
Upalabdha atma.
I didn't put the sandhi in there. It's actually upalabdha is a, that is the ending. It comes from upalabdhra. It means one who is a knower. So if I put the sandhi in, that would have just been upalabdhatma. Okay, but I broke it. Upalabdha, I don't know why I didn't, but I didn't. Upalabdhatma becomes upalabdha atma. Okay. Kalpyate.
Kalpyate.
Okay, next one. Evam eva atma anatma. Actually, it would go like this. Evam eva atma anatma.
Okay. Evam eva atma anatma.
Viveka jnanena.
Viveka jnanena.
So here's evam, then eva, and then a plus a is a. Evam, eva, atma, anatma, a plus a is a, so a plus a is a. So evam, eva, atma, anatma, viveka jnanena. Okay? Read that.
Eva, Eva, Atma,
Anatma, Vidika, Nyanenya. Okay. Buddhi, Vritya.
Buddhi, Vritya.
That's actually the instrumental case. Buddhi, Vritya. Next one. Vidyaya, Asatya, Rupaya, Eva. Vidyaya asatya rupaya eva. That a plus a is I. So vidyaya, then we have a plus a. Vidyaya asatya rupaya eva. Go ahead.
Vidyaya asatya
paramartataha avikriyaha eva atma. Paramartaha avikriyaha eva atma. So the first sandhi is if you have a followed by visarga followed by soft consonant or a. Here it's followed by the a. Visarga goes to o, the a and the visarga go to o, and then the short a goes to avagraha. So paramartaha avikriyaha. Now the avikriyaha, a plus visarga plus any vowel except a, visarga drops. So avikriyaha eva. Then eva atma, a plus a is a, eva atma. Everybody see? So read that section then. Paramartaha.
Paramartaha or
paramartataha? Paramartataha, sorry. Sorry. Paramartataha. Vidvan uchyate. All right, let's go to page 16 of Bhandarkar. We're still on the nominative case. Right, we've learned the parasmiput of present tense verbs, right, and we've learned the masculine and neuter endings of the nominative case for ending nouns. Everybody with me? So, like for instance, for the masculine we had Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha. For the neuter, and that's nominative case, for the neuter we had Palam, Palay, Palani. Okay. Now we're going to learn E-ending nouns, short E-ending nouns, for the nominative case in the masculine and the neuter. Masculine. See, for all the nouns, there'll be masculine, neuter, feminine. We're not dealing with feminines right now, just masculine and neuter. So, today we're going to learn the masculine and neuter E-ending nouns. Later, I'm just putting this up just for your interest right now, and for one thing it will be useful. There is really one set of terminations that are going to be applied, that are applied to all nouns, whether they're like all one set of terminations that are applied to all masculine nouns, one set of terminations that are applied to all neuter, one set of terminations that are applied to all feminine nouns, whether they end in a or e or u, or a consonant. But there are so many sandhi rules and exceptions that for the time being I would just like you to learn, just to memorize these declensions. And then after we have a few declensions memorized, like the endings and e and u and a consonant ending declension, then I'll go through and make sense of it for you in terms of how the termination, how the real terminations change, and the exceptions involved, adding the terminations onto the verb, onto the noun. So the noun that we're going to look at right now is the masculine e-ending noun. Hari is the example. Rama for the nominative, for the ending. Hari for the e-ending. This is a singular, not so nominative. Harihi, harihi, hariyaha. Is always in usage, visarga. So, haris is only going to be harihi.
Sorry, say that again?
That when a word ends in is, it will always change to visarga in usage. So you're not going to memorize haris. Just memorize harihi. Okay? But I want you to know for now that the termination is is, that always is visarga. So the what has to be memorized then, plus is harihi. The dual, there is no termination, but the ending vowel is lengthened, which you have to memorize. So harihi, harihi,
And in the plural, the termination is us or aha. So if I have Hari, the rule is that I don't really want you to bother with, but just for Gunavriti's sake, I'll teach this to you just so you can appreciate it. The rule for adding this termination, us, is this. Hari takes guna and becomes Hare. And to that, the termination us is added. And A plus us, the A becomes Hariya plus us. And that becomes Hariyaha. So that's kind of the insides of it. What you would have to, if you were to memorize all of this, which I think is not necessary at this point, but just because I want you to see kind of this is going in like into the Panini Sutras and into kind of the guts of the language. Here the terminations are is, nothing, us. The rules would be Hari just takes us, takes the is and becomes Harihi. Hari with no termination, but the ending vowel lengthens to Hari. For us, before the Hari takes us, it takes guna. Hari becomes Hare, plus us, Hariyaha. Now what I want you to do is memorize Harihi, Hari, Hariyaha. To memorize that as a template. Okay? So let me show you what I mean. If this is the nominative, you've already learned Ramaha, Rama, Ramaha for the ending. This is the masculine E ending. So what if we took some masculine nouns, like for instance, Kavi. Be Kavi he. What would the dual be? Kavi means poet.
Kavi.
And what would the plural be? What would it be? Kavi yaha. You see the pattern? Kavi. Kava yaha. Let me show you just so that you understand this peculiar thing. Kavi takes guna, becomes kave. To that, the affix ayaha, us is added. I'll put it as aha. When you have an A plus an A coming together, the A takes the semi-vowel equivalent, which is A. And so we get Kavayaha. Kavay plus us, A becomes I, Kavayaha. Everybody see that? Let's try another one. Yeti. Yeti means an ascetic, a sage. What would the nominative be?
Yeti.
Yeti. Okay, let's go through it. Yeti, just to give you the insides of it. Yeti becomes yete plus aha. Just put the visarga. A plus a. A becomes I plus a. You didn't pronounce it right. Yeti yaha. Okay. Now look at Hari, Hari yaha. Kavi, Kava yaha. Yeti, Yeti yaha. See the pattern?
try Rishi. Sage.
Rishi.
What does Rishi mean?
A sage and ascetic. This is more like, you know, Rishis are the ones who are Bhagavan revealed the Upanishads to, the Rishis. Yeti is a sage, an ascetic. More of an ascetic. Okay? So, what would Rishi be?
Rishiyaha.
You see this with some people though. These are easy, right? These two are easy. It's this one that takes a while to kind of understand what happens in that formation. And you have to understand Sandhi rule to really get it.
Is there a Sandhi that can ever be applied to the last one? So if
the same Sandhi is being applied to everyone here.
Right, right. But I mean, when it... never mind. I don't think I'm clear with my question.
Can you give one more example of the Sandhi rule?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
In this context?
Yeah. Can I do it for Hari? Okay. Because they're all the same. I'll do it for Rishi if you want. Just to make it.
Yeah, Mari is good.
Okay, look, I'm going to do it for Rishi. I'll do it for Hari. Yeah, okay. For this, before it takes the termination, this is just a rule that you end up learning, okay? In the plural, for ending nouns, the nominative singular, before the termination, the root, the noun takes guna, the substantive takes guna. So Rishi would become Rishe. Hari would become Hare. Plus the termination. So now what's required, so that the substantive is taken guna, Rishi Rishe, Hari Hare. The termination us, aha, is added. Mm-hmm. Now you just have to perform simple sandhi. Mm-hmm. What happens when an A comes together with an A? The A has to take its semi-vowel equivalent. The semi-vowel equivalent of A is I. If this A becomes I, and to that the A is added, plus A, that's going to have a termination then of I, aha. So here you would have... Risha Yaha. Here you would have Hara Yaha.
Carol, is it important to know the insides, or can you?
The only reason is that the people have so much trouble understanding this. It's just kind of coming out of the blue that sometimes you don't have to remember the insides, but you have to be able to remember this pattern.
Yeah.
And I found that people have trouble remembering this pattern. Because it doesn't look like Hari. It doesn't look like an e-ending noun. So how could we get this form out of an e-ending noun? Okay. Let's do just a couple more. What about Agni? Means fire. Agni. Go to page 16 in your book. Go to, do you see where it says at the bottom of the page, Agni, and then Ari underneath it, fire and an enemy? Do you see that? Repeat after me. Agnihi, Agni, Agniyaha.
Agni,
Agni, Agni, Arihi,
Hari Arayaha.
Hari Hari Arayaha.
Asihi Asi Asayaha.
Asihi Asi Asayaha.
Udadihi Udadhi Udadayaha.
Udadayaha.
It's kind of a mouthful. Udadayaha. Rashihi, Rashi, Rashayaha.
Rashi, Rashi, Rashayaha.
Kapihi, Kapi, Kapayaha.
Kavihi,
Kavi, Kavayaha.
Kavihi, Kavi, Kavayaha.
Girihi, Giri, Girayaha.
Girihi, Giri, Girayaha.
Okay, that's good. Now, we're going to look at the... Everybody, can you get the pattern? I would go through the other ones and write out the pattern. Okay.
Now let's look at the neuter. Remember, for the neuters, the neuter are just like the masculine, except in the nominative and accusative. And the nominative and accusative neuters are exactly the same. So that's nice. Here are the neuter endings.
These are the neuter E ending.
Neuter short E ending nouns. Nun. E
and E.
But. Before terminations, this is going to be all the way through. Before terminations beginning with a vowel, a nut, a dental nut is added. A dental nut is added. And that nut is going to change to nut by the killer rule that we learned the other day.
Say that one more time.
Okay. I'm going to give you examples, then I'll show, okay?
Okay.
We're going to use vadi. Vadi is a neuter noun. It means water. Vadi. Okay? Vadi. Vadi mi. Vadini. This is why you have to remember that, just learn the pattern, but let me tell you what's happening. No ending, so vadi stays as vadi. In the dual and the plural, these are e-ending terminations. If there's an e, if there's a vowel termination, it's going to take before the vowel termination. In. So in plus e would be ni. In plus e would be ni. I'll change this to noun in a minute. So the rule is this. Before vowel terminations, the neuter e-ending nouns will take a na. So this termination actually becomes ni. And this termination actually becomes ni. Then the next thing is in the plural, the e of the substantive is lengthened. So it's not vadi, it's vadini. So those are the kind of the internal rules. But I want you to get the pattern. 1 minute. Now, if you look in your book on page 16, where it says that it gives the neuter endings, nun, yi, yi, then it says, before the terminations beginning with a vowel, in is added on to nouns in e of the neuter gender. E is lengthened before the nominative and accusative plural terminations. There's the lengthening of the e. There's the addition of the na. So you have vadi, vadini, vadini.
now you have to remember the rule that says an in changes to the killer rule. But in will change to in.
Under what circumstances? Within a word, if a dental is preceded by r, r, or sh, even if a vowel, semi-vowel, except la, guttural, palatal, or h, come in between. So if a n, a n will change to a n. If it's preceded by r, r, or sh, even if a vowel, a semi-vowel, a guttural, palatal, or h come in between. So here you have vati. That here you've got the r. It's followed by a vowel, but that's okay.
Right.
And then in the dental na. That na changes to na.
So what you really need, it's nice to know this rule, but you have to know, just generally know, that often you're going to see a dental na replaced by a lingual na. And here's an example of it.
Can you go one more time how in the plural the e becomes the long e on vowel?
It's just simply a rule. And the rule is simply this. Short e ending nouns. Before adding on the termination.
Oh, I see. It's a rule that includes.
Okay, so there's no sandhi there.
There's no sandhi.
Okay.
Okay, now I want to show you something.
If you can explain. Yeah, just. Right. Why then is it vari? In the first one it's vari.
Yeah.
The second one it's vari. And the third one it's vari.
Yes. Because. You ready for the answer?
Yeah.
This is the answer. The answer is that before the plural terminations, the short e becomes long. The short e of the substantive becomes long e before the plural terminations of the nominative and the accusative.
So which is actually the termination? Is it e or ni?
It's e, but then that termination takes a na. But the e of the substantive, that's part of the rule too. So let me just tell you all the rules for that. This is for the plural, okay? The substantive is body. The termination is e. Rule number one, well, we can make, I don't know if it's one or two, it doesn't matter, there's two rules. One is that a ni, a na, is prefixed to it. That's
okay,
one rule.
So
the other rule is that this becomes long. The short e, the one rule is the short e of the substantive body becomes long e, body. And to that, the e is added, which takes the prefix na. Which then becomes ni. So now let me show you. This is not hard.
Oh, wait a minute. I almost had it.
I'll do it again. Vati. In the plural, nominative and accusative plural, vati becomes vati. Why? I don't know. Just that. It's the rule. Vati becomes vati. And to the termination, e, a na is added. And it's going to be this na because of the wa. Right. So, vari ni. It's this na. This na.
Yeah.
Na, which becomes ni. Okay, because of a ra.
But for some nouns, it'll stay no then, right?
And then that'll be our next one I'll do. Well, it doesn't have a ra.
But it becomes ni because of the ra?
Yes.
Instead of staying as na?
Right, that's the rule that I just put on the board.
Well, no, I understand the the going to na.
Oh, good.
But I mean, the why is it ni instead of na?
Well, because the affix is e.
So bo.
So if I have
in
plus e, is me.
Right. Okay. I just realized we're doing e.
Yeah. Words. Here's the ending. Blank e e.
Right.
But it seems like the ending may as well be ni and ni. If in all cases, in dual and plural, you would add the no, so why have the e and e?
Because when we do the... Well, I don't know why. Well, I do know why. It's complicated. I'll tell you why, just real quickly.
There's one plug in my ears.
There's one set of endings.
Okay.
The endings go through a lot of modifications. You know, because that E and E is going to be applied elsewhere, where no, it's not used. Yeah.
If you were writing something before that, which you also took off the board, when you add the vowel, the semi-vowel, which you mentioned there.
That was the rule for the circumstances under which a na changes to na. Fakshi, fakshini, fakshini. Let's try anadi. Anadi, anadini, anadini. I'll find a bunch. We can give you a bunch of examples. Give some. Let me wind up here and tell you what we're going to do next time. Okay. Next time I'm going to make sure that we know the Sandhi rules. I'll give you more examples of the E, masculine and neuter, so to make sure that we have that. I'm going to read through and translate these.
What page
on page 17. So I'm going to want to make sure that you know the masculine and neuter terminations in the nominative. I'm going to go through all of the Sandhi rules that are listed here, right? And I'm going to translate these. Translate all of these on page 17. Good. Hope you're all okay. Om Purnamadath Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.